So you play golf, right? You're one of those people that plays golf on a regular basis. Are you frustrated at having to wait for those slower players who don't even know how to swing properly, and you have to sit there for 15 minutes waiting for them to get their game in order? Did you know that there's a system that was developed right here in Cape Town to speed up the flow of play on golf courses around the world? Now, Tag Marshall allows golf courses to monitor the speed of play and also allow faster players at least to move ahead of the slower ones. Sounds like a wonderful bit of technology. And the person behind it, one of them at least, is Bodo Siba, co-founder and CEO of Tag Marshall. A very good morning to you, Bodo.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you were doing before this technology came about.
Before this technology came about, I was in technology as well. I'm actually not a golfer, and I'm not the person who saw the need in the market, but we come from a business intelligence logistics background, so we certainly had the tools, and once we saw that there was an opportunity in the market and to really solve a big problem, then we applied ourselves. So this is how this came about.
You know, once one sees these things work, you go, oh, that's a no-brainer. But no-brainers are sometimes the most difficult things to come up with. So how exactly does Tag Marshall work from a technical perspective?
So we're a golf course operations technology. So we don't cater to the golfers, even though they quite clearly get the benefits. So we are on the operational side. And what we look after is the golf experience, like you've said. And two of the key factors in this is the time it takes to play and the consistency of that experience, right? And the golf course is a big operation with lots of moving parts and lots of variables. And it's just very obvious that technology can play a big part in doing that better. And from our point of view, we use GPS technology. And then we have algorithms and decision engines that make sense of all those moving parts and ultimately output information and data that make it easier for the golf course to be proactive and preemptive in managing the field, and also obviously looking for through data, looking for incremental improvements across their operational performance.
Sounds fancy. Sounds really, really fancy. Now, I see that it's already been used at Pinehurst, the U.S. Open 2014, the U.S. Women's Open 2014, Oakmont U.S. Open 2016, Erin Hills U.S. Open 2017, Konnutsi, the Open Championship 2018, Valhalla, that's not the one here in Cape Town, the PGA Championship 2014, and a whole host of other places. Now, Bodo, you know, once you come up with great technology and you believe in it and you think it's going to work, it sometimes ends on some manager's desk and, you know, it dies a very slow death there, or even a very quick death, depending on how efficient that particular manager is. How did you crack the knot in this one?
You're quite right. I mean, we have been on this journey now for over 5 years and obviously have done a number of things before that, and the message to entrepreneurs, quite frankly, is that you have to be persistent, you have to be tenacious, you have to be believing in that thing that you're creating and that's solving a problem, and you just have to speak to as many people as possible. And we were very lucky in having some Cape Town operators be our early sounding boards and helping us in advancing this, and then we very quickly moved over to the US to present it on that side. And quite literally our first US course that came on board and saw the value in the system was Erin Hills, and they would later host the US Open. So we did get a bit lucky in that, but timing is absolutely critical. So if you have the right system at the right time, and you might be 3 years early, but you're still around 3 years later when the timing is right.
Exactly.
So that's when the opportunity then really comes into its own.
It's about the tenacity at the end of the day. A lot of people think it's the money and the funding that's a problem for entrepreneurs sometimes. And it is. It can be if you don't have the right value prop. But I mean, if you don't have a market to go into, if a lot of people say, no, it's very nice, but you know, we've got something similar. Your spirit ends up dying, and you think, I better go work for Pick and Pay. So you mustn't be one of those people. You need to be one of those who actually gets up, the next day and keeps knocking on doors, correct?
Absolutely. And also you're learning from the market. So it's, that doesn't mean that you're not going to make an about turn in terms of your direction. But you can't develop a great solution in a lab or in an office. You have to go and speak to the people who are going to use it, and it needs to be right for them. And if you want their buy-in, and quite literally in terms of they're willing to pay for this, and also they're going to make it work. And this is something that we've run absolutely critical in terms of customer success. Mm. We want to make sure that the operators that we work with believe in the product, and they put in the effort to do a good implementation, because technology is just a vehicle, but somebody needs to go and drive this thing. Mm. And this is really what makes all the difference at the end of the day.
True story. Boro Seba, thank you so much for your time. And where can we get access to this? I would imagine only golf courses can approach you, as I would imagine individuals certainly couldn't use this on their own. So where do they contact you?
Well, it's quite easy for individuals to see that there's a way that their course, or the course that they play at often, should be doing this better, or could be doing this better. They can suggest the system to the golf manager or to the golf director. And this is often how they end up becoming aware of us. And then obviously we're online, and we've got a website with explainer videos and so on. It's called tagmarshall.com. So anyone who wants to learn a bit more, feel welcome to go check it out.
Brilliant. Tag Marshall. Thank you very much. Tagmarshall.com. Tag is in the watch. So tagmarshall.com. Check it out. Boro Seba, co-founder and CEO.